Hi, I'm Armando Rodriguez. I am a senior at Pebble Hills High School, and I'm here with my partner.
Hi, I'm Isabella Negretti. I'm a junior at Pebble Hills High School.
And today we're going to be discussing the high school struggles of a teenager. Mm-hmm. And what advice we can give you to overcome those obstacles or struggles. So the first thing off the bat is relationship wise, like, mm-hmm. So everyone wants a relationship in high school. Everyone sees that, oh, after high school relationship, or as they see it nowadays. And yes, it could happen, and no, it could happen. But I think the best way we can handle it is that, I don't know, I guess I would say that I would say prepare yourself for always the inevitable. I guess always just think about what the possibilities are. Don't overthink it, but just think about what you could do right or what you can do to either better relationship or better yourself.
Mm-hmm. And relationships shouldn't like define you, because a lot of people think or feel that they need to have a girlfriend or a boyfriend, and that could cause a lot of problems too, because high schoolers are really just trying to find themselves, and it's just 4 years of just school and trying to better themselves any way they can. And sometimes relationships could like tear you down rather than build you up. But yeah, you just need to try and find the happy medium.
And like my partner says, like, don't ever let a relationship define who you are. Like, high school is supposed to build you up and create who you are and who you're going to be after, when you graduate and everything. And if you are in a relationship and you are struggling with problems, or if, like, things aren't going good and you don't see anything going anywhere, talk to someone, or like, see if you could find someone that's better for you, or see if you can get advice from your parents, a close friend, or like, or just have someone you know you can trust and talk to. Like, it's not easy being in a relationship. It never is, and it's a two-way thing. Like, both partners have to put in the equal amount of effort, but the key to it is just to be yourself and like honest with yourself. Like, if you know you're not ready for a relationship, then just keep doing your own thing. Keep doing what makes you happy and what keeps you positive.
Okay, so for our next topic, why don't we talk about cyber addiction? Like, social media is so prominent in society these days, and like, we're really focused as teenagers on how many likes we get, or
I don't want to say it's just girls, it's also guys too, but girls more likely see an influence in seeing that. Mm-hmm. Social media has to be a big thing.
Yeah, like, you see like Instagram models, or like guys with really cool cars and girls and stuff like that. Like, it can influence like how you feel about yourself.
Yeah, like everyone wants to be that high school popular kid. Like, everyone wants to be that kid that's like, oh, he gets all these likes, or he's all these
followers.
So many followers and all that stuff. And I think it's not pointless, but I mean, it's nice to have social media, but like, don't overuse it or abuse it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just keep, like, do your own thing, manage your time. Like, there's always other stuff you could do. Like, you could find a hobby, you could go hang out with your friends. You don't have to be on social media. You don't have to just rely on that. And just be yourself around others. Like, you don't have to be this fake figure.
Mm-hmm. Because a lot of the times you're hanging out with friends and you're just like, your head's just down, like attached to your phone screen and not living in the moment.
Yeah,
and that can really affect relationships you have with people, because you're not appreciating time with them in real life.
And like everyone says, like, time is so precious now, because like every day is like a blessing, and it's mm-hmm. a giving. So like, you should always not take that for granted. Like, you could be, instead of being on your phone and doing social media, you can be out with your friends, or you could like talk to your parents. Like me, I haven't been on social media. I've been doing my own thing. Like, I've been trying to find a new job. I've been trying to help my mom around the house or like do little things like that.
Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, social media can be a good thing. Like it can serve as a escape from reality. Like when you're having a tough time or there's drama going on and your relationships aren't that good, like social media can really influence your mood and help you feel better about certain things.
Yeah, like it's not a good or bad thing. Like it's just mm-hmm. something you need to manage into your life. Like you can't let it abuse you, but I'm not saying for you to like throw it out of your life. Like mm-hmm. there are people that don't use social media and they just like do their own thing, and they're not bad people. Like they're very nice people, and there's also people that use a lot of social media, and like when you meet them in person, it's like a whole another story.
Mm-hmm.
Like you should never do that. You should always just, I guess, be natural with yourself.
And what people put out on social media is just like the best parts of their life, and a lot of it could be fake. And I know from my personal experience, if I go and look on Instagram and see these girls who it seems like they have it all, like that could like affect me negatively and make me feel worse about myself or feel like I should be doing the same things they are, when their life could be completely different on the inside when you actually see them.
Yeah, like. There was an interview I watched, and it was this YouTuber. Like he said, this YouTube like really changes you. Like when you start doing it and you like get really into it, it's so hard to be yourself because everyone's gonna be judging you or like saying something about you. Like there's always gonna be someone that's gonna have a bad comment to you, and that's depending on how you handle that situation to where you can be either okay or like you'll take it to a personal level and make it affect your life.
Mm-hmm. And then I'll check.
Okay, so our next topic is stress. So basically like homework, projects, last minute assignments, anything like that. And I would say the best way to relieve stress for you, I would say just to, I guess, take a few moments. Like what helps me relieve stress and relax myself is for me to just either be with my dogs or any pets and try to relax, or I just take a couple breaths. Like I just hold everything and I take like 5 deep breaths and I just control myself and I try to hold everything together. And I mean, it's not hard to ask someone for help. Like you could always ask someone to help you with a project or to like help you with a homework assignment. I'm not saying cheating. That's not going to get you far in life if you're cheating. But just always look for someone that could give you that extra hand or something.